Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I give tips to women who want to speak with more confidence in work, business and life. If that's you, keep listening, my dear, as I've got lots of gems coming up. Like, subscribe, leave a review and share it with one person you know. Or better still, share it with your whole social media crew. Let's jump in here, my love. Welcome to today's episode. Now, I know you always listen to me for speaking tips and confidence talks and mindset stuff so you can go into your world of work or business and speak with more confidence, right? But today I just thought we could do a little bit of something different. Today, I thought we would, it's my birthday month, and I thought we would talk about me so we can celebrate my birthday so you can get to know me a little bit more. Of course, you know that I'm so passionate about speaking confidently, using your voice correctly, making it be your best tool, your superpower, so that whichever environment you go into, you can sound more confident. You hear that, see that on my website, on my Instagram pages, all of my social pages, you know. But I want to share some other stuff so you can get to know the other side, the other dimensions of who Leanne is today at being like forever 21. And I always think, like, just have your mindset helps you do everything, right? You may have the resources or you might not have the resources, but the biggest resource I find is your mind. Like, your mind is so powerful. It got you where you are today, which I know you've probably heard this on many motivational talks, but the choices, the situations that you've got, the things that you have, how you're living, the dreams that you have, it's your mind that has put that in shift. Of course, obviously God is in control of everything. Some of the stuff that happening are or not happening are because you just don't even believe that you can do it, you know? And I mean, even with myself, like I was working a corporate job for 10 years, finished up 2016. Yes, 2016. And I didn't have like a set plan of like, yes, I'm going to set up this amazing business. I'm going to do this. Originally, I was like, you know, I'm just going to try and do business with my voice of some form or fashion. I was like, I'm going to do something. This is the only business I haven't done is use my own voice, doing voiceover. So I just tried it, got some coaching, got some training, went to classes, went to courses, you know, did a lot of training on myself in the initial stages, and I still continue to do training. And I just in my mind, I just thought, I know I can do business. It's a natural quality for me. Whether it is for you or not, it's everybody's perspective. Do you know what I'm saying? But I just always know, like, I was had such a creative thoughts. I had to keep like a journal diary up by my bed, and some nights I wouldn't be able to sleep because I've just, my mind is waking me up with all these ideas and try this and write this and design this or all these different things. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. It happened to me a lot a few years ago when I was setting up, you know, my business, even though I didn't know what exactly I was going to start, but I just knew I'm going to start and I'm going to do business and it's going to naturally evolve. I know anything is possible if you believe, like Mark 9:23, and I just think a lot of stuff that happen or don't happen for your own personal life, this is what I'm saying, I'm not talking about wars and drama and crime, I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about things that you can like envision in your life. Really, you got to do things in faith. Okay, and I'm not saying like, oh, if you don't believe in God or not, right, things happen in an environment of faith. Faith is a positive environment. Okay, and if you're doing things, you're negative, you don't believe this, you're always cussing yourself off, things are not going to be great. It's not going to look great for you. You're not going to feel great. Okay, I mean, who would want to be around someone who's negative and bitter and wicked and evil? No, even yourself would not want to be around you. Okay, so what I always do, right, to make sure that my mind stays in a very positive way every day. Sometimes I do have negative thoughts when people phone me and foolish bank come ask me some stupid question. Okay. But what I do is all throughout the day, at the end of the day, some point in the day, when it happens, I'll get out my note. I use Evernote, right? I'm not plugging or pushing. I'm just saying this is the note system that I use. And we're friends here. I can tell you my business. I use that Evernote and I love it, right? Because you can put pictures in, audios, text, video, all the works, right? And there's a free feature, there's a pro feature, all of that. It's really helpful if some days you don't want to write, you just want to talk into your phone, or you just want to take a picture of a bird that you saw flying on your park. So I use Evernote, obviously to do my notes in the morning when I'm having my time with God, when I'm studying at the Bible, praying. But I also use another part of my note sheet as just grateful things. And I know some people say, right, 5 grateful things a day, 10 grateful things. Write the number that's on your heart, because it really makes you grateful. You don't have to worry and worry about, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this. You can just be like, you know what? I've got water to drink. I've got electricity. I've got food to eat. I've got a computer, a laptop, a phone, a tablet to work with. I can write. I can read. You know, I can walk at lunchtime. Just things like that. I just write down. I've got a passport. I can drive. I can dream. I can create my mind. I can update my website anytime I want. I don't have to go behind an IT team and beg them, ask them, send written permission. I can create it on the go. When a new idea comes to me, I can change, you know? And I just that really helps me to have a positive mindset. And people are like, oh, Leanne, how do you say with your mindset? I'm like, it's something you have to work with. It's almost like a muscle. Like when you go gym, you don't just bang gym on Monday and think you're going to be sexy and slim by Wednesday. No, it's a constant battle with yourself. It's a constant muscle you need to nurture. Your mindset shift, staying in a positive environment, even if it means having quotes and stuff out, praying, reading the Bible, being around spiritual friends, changing who you follow on Instagram. It could be something as simple as that. So you're in an environment that helps you, nurtures you, strengthens you, propels you, lets you grow to the woman that you want to be, you know? So that's what I'm really thinking of. Like, often I get like reflective mode, not just on my birthday, but anytime the owner, I just sit down and think like, you know what? I can walk in the park, right? I live in a busy city, London. It's like, oh, go, go, go. But I can go, when you just step into a park, it's like, oh, slows down. And sometimes you need that slow down mode, particularly if you're like a woman, you've got a husband, you've got kids, it's just busy, you're working, you're just juggling, you're just always on the go, you never stop. It's good to have at some point, even if it means hiding yourself in the bathroom, just locking the door. I know the baby might be crying, just leave them outside, they'll be all right. For a few minutes, just go toilet on your own. I know it's really hard for mums to go toilet on their own. Just to have that like 2 minutes just on your own, just to stand there, sit and just think and just, you know, just breathe and think like, where are you at? Because you can go through life, right, and you can turn back 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 10 years, you're like, nothing has changed, nothing has progressed. But that's where you've got to have like a daily check-in, have your grateful notes and really write out your goals each, not write them out or read them out each day. Read a book. If you can't read a book, listen to an audio book or listen to a podcast like you're listening to mine today. I'm grateful. Do something that's going to really open and widen your mind to help you hear or learn something new that you didn't know yesterday. Because life is about learning, you know. And whatever it is you do and focus on, that's going to grow. If it's negative stuff, that's going to grow. If it's positive stuff, that's going to grow. So make sure you're focused on, I would highly suggest you focus on positive stuff. You know, so yeah, I just wanted to share those stuff today. That's just like where I'm thinking and feeling, and I hope this kind of connects and helps you. And just, yeah, I love birthdays. I love every day of life, not just birthdays. I love every day. I love birthdays. My favorite color, oh my gosh, I'm sure I've told you this loads of times before. My favorite color in the whole wide world is purple. Purple is the color for kings and queens. So if you consider yourself a king or a queen, you are dressed in royalty. You are drenched in that purple cloak right now, you know. Whenever I see it, whenever I wear it, that's why you see my logo on my website. It's all in purple. It's my favorite color. But the stronger meaning behind it is it's the color for royalties. If it's good enough for royalties, it's more than good enough for me. Okay, so that's another little tip or hint. You may not have known. You might have guessed it, etc. I love other colours, but that's my favourite. You know what I'm saying? That's my favourite. And as well, my favourite food, oh my goodness, I can't just pick one. What if I had to pick one? I love, of course, Jamaican food is top number. Oh my goodness, I can start anywhere like oxtail, stew chicken, curry goat, jerk chicken, the list, chicken patty, beef patty, vegetable patty. The list goes, oh my gosh, I love all food. Okra, we call it like ladies' fingers, but you know, the rest of the world calls it okra. I love eating fruit, mango, guinea is like, I know some people in South America, I think they call it something else, but it's the same fruit that comes in Colombia in South America. It's not, it looks like a cousin of the lychee, but it's green outside. I don't know if you're from like the African continent, from the Caribbean or from South America, you would have this fruit. It's called guinea. It's like on a bunch of, like, looks like a bunch of grapes. It's bigger than grapes. And you crack open the skin. The skin's really tough and green. And then inside it's like a kind of browny, kind of yellowy flesh. Oh, it's so nice. It's so nice. It's so nice. That's like one of my favorite food is Jamaican food, but I don't mind a bit of Chinese food the next day too. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't really like Indian food. It makes my tummy hurt. I don't know, like, maybe I've not had the goodest or greatest ones or something. Just, I don't know if it's the oil or the fried. It's just, oi, the next day, mm-mm. I love it. I love it. I love all food. I love all food. I'm not really, I can't eat this, I can't eat that, I'm vegan this, I'm vegetarian that, I'm allergic this, I'm allergic that. No. I just love my favourite colour's purple. I love food. My favourite places, I love to travel. Of course, everyone kind of got locked off from travelling recently, you know, but things are moving. I love going on holiday. I love Jamaica, I love Spain, I love France. We went to Morocco, that was amazing. I loved it. I want to go to, like, I've never been to Dubai. I want to go to Dubai. Abu Dhabi and Bahrain, because I want to go and practice a little bit of my Arabic. Do you know what I'm saying? So, I want to go and freestyle out there. Yeah, I can't be just talking English all the time. I've got to bust little Arabic out and about when I'm out there, you know. Morocco was amazing when we went. I want to go Cuba. I want to go to other parts of Africa, like maybe South Africa. I heard Cape Town is amazing. I want to go. I've been Sweden. That's amazing, gorgeous, very beautiful people. Even the old girls, they'd be running past you, slim, blonde hair or grey hair, whatever you want to call it, but they look good, you know. Just so many. I've never been to Amsterdam, actually. I need to go out. I've never been Amsterdam, other places in Europe. You know where I want to go? I've got on my dream list as well, Croatia. I've heard it's so beautiful. It's amazing. I want to go there. I'm going to bring my laptop and just work there. Yeah, if you see on the end of the website, my change to, I don't know what the logo is for Croatia or my email or whatever, because I'll be out there working. Just loads of places. Even in the UK, I want to go Bath and... You know, I've heard about the springs I want to go to. Is it the Lake District, the Peak District? I haven't been Scotland, I haven't been Ireland, heard Ireland's lush. The world is my oyster, as you can hear. And as the birthday girl, I will be exploring and planning a trip somewhere. Let me know where you're going. Message me back. Let me know where you're planning on going this year with your nearest and dearest and family. And another thing I want to share with you is my love language. Now, you know the book Love Language by Gary Chapman, you know. So there's like five key love languages where people feel loved. So acts of service, words, physical touch, quality time, words of encouragement, okay? So I'm like, a melee of them all. I don't really like acts of service. I feel a bit bad, like when people are running up and down after me, because that's not how I was raised. And I feel like, oh my gosh, this person's running up and down, taking my plate, clean up after me. It makes me feel a bit on edge, because I'm like, I was raised to serve, not to have people me sit down like I'm royal princess. So that's a big shift for me as well, to learn that. And I love quality time and I love kind, encouraging words, but not necessarily always said to me. I like them written down so that I can go back and read them over in my own time when I'm drinking a herbal tea or something. I love that, you know. Physical touch, yeah, I don't mind. Hugs, no, it's not my key priority. I love if you just sit down with me, chill, and we eat some food and we just chat and laugh. I love that, you know, so that's mine. What is yours? Can you think of your love language? Which one kind of connects with you? What makes you feel loved? And I just feel grateful. I'm grateful that I can get up each day. I'm grateful that it's my birthday. I'm grateful God has given me many years of life and many more to come. I'm grateful that God allowed me to face the fear and do it anyway when I set up this amazing, beautiful business, which I wouldn't even know would have developed from just being voiceover to moving into speaking coach and thing. I'm just really, really grateful. And I just encourage you, like, sometimes you might fit and think, I don't have this, I don't have that, but sit down and write out five things you're grateful for, like your family, your faith, your friends. You've got internet, you've got electricity, you've got a shower that's hot, you can go toilet with inside your house. Some people are still going toilet outside their house. Do you know what I'm saying? You've got food to eat, you've got a toilet that flushes. You don't have to walk anywhere and carry a bucket to get water. And you know, it's just be really grateful. and know that someone is doing life with less resources than you, but they're making it happen even better than you because it's got their mindset shift. So I just really want to encourage you with that, and I hope that you've learned a lot more about me. I'm an East London chick, day in, day out. I love London. I love going west, love going south, love going north, but I feel at home. I don't know how to explain it. I just feel at home in East. Just I don't know. I love South London as well. I love Brixton and stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? I love the food down there, love people. But there's something about, you know, when you're in your home, you're in your hometown. I feel at home as well in Jamaica too, I must say. You just feel like, yeah, like I feel relaxed. I feel cool. I feel comfortable. When you're in your ends, when you're in your hometown, I don't know, just something just makes you feel comfortable and at home. And I get that feeling here in London, and I get that feeling when I go to Jamaica, because like we're like from the country part, and like loads of people, like it's real small in the district. Everybody knows each other, like you can walk barefoot and stuff, feel the grass underneath your foot. Do you know what I'm saying? Like just the natural things in life. It's the small things that really count and make a difference. So I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. I know I haven't really been giving out loads of speaking tips. Listen to the episode before or after if you're missing out, if you're really clucking for it, love. But I just wanted to share some stuff about me. Give me my one episode a year where I can chat my own business. And let me know if you want to hear more stuff about me. I'll try my very best to get it up in a show in an appropriate time in the next few months and stuff. But I just really wanted to kind of share what's on my heart, really encourage you. Always have that forever 21 mindset, you know. Do good to yourself, do good to people, behave yourself, treat everybody nice. Even if they don't treat you nice, treat them nice. You know, God is watching everything you do. Whether you believe in God or not, He believes in you. I want to leave that with you, yeah. So have a great and amazing day. Whatever it is you're doing, wherever it is you're listening to, I appreciate you. I love you so much for giving me your time every single week to listen to me. And I really hope you feel encouraged. You really feel that you got to know a little bit more about me today. And you enjoyed this episode. And I will speak to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to today's podcast with tips on how to speak with more confidence in your business, job, or your whole life, really. Have you checked out the Speaking Tips 101 workshop, ladies? I talk about mindset, speaking with a strong voice and improved articulation, planning, preparation, body language, eye connection, how to stop hating the sound of your voice. If these are areas that you want to improve in, then you need to check out the course and other resources on my website, leannesvoice.com. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share this episode with friends. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next show.